stark warning over waterway pollution. A stark warning has been issued to businesses in Dawlish over contaminated water being poured into street drains. Chairman of the town's Chamber of Trade, Neil Slater, says it is a serious issue affecting our town, our businesses and our environment. He says there will be a zero-tolerance approach to any businesses pouring contaminated water, including cleaning fluids, into the drains. Some of the drains run direct into the brook, and harmful chemicals poured down them can seriously affect the environment or wildlife. He said any contaminated water must be directed to a foul sewer or collected and disposed of correctly. Discharging polluting substances into surface water without a permit is illegal and can result in fines or prosecution. Businesses must ensure their activities do not cause pollution and must have appropriate disposal arrangements in place. Mr. Salter said he visited several businesses in the town last year after personally witnessing them pouring cleaning fluid down into the street drains. He explained, "Assurances were given to me that this would stop. Unfortunately, I witnessed this happening again by one of the businesses I'd spoken to previously. This is not a minor matter. Some of our street drains, surface water drains, flow directly into our brook and local waterways. They do not go through treatment systems. This means any cleaning chemicals, detergents, or contaminated water enters the environment immediately and can harm wildlife." He said that there had already been incidents of wildlife lost in the brook due to poisoning where the misuse of drains was a contributory factor. Only clean rainwater should enter surface drains. Town councillor and founding member of Wade, Scott Williams, pointed out that there are more algae blooms this year on the water. He said, "These are happening because we are getting more readings of more phosphates and nitrates. These come from detergents, food waste and organic matter. Spills into the brook act like a fertiliser in the water, triggering rapid algae growth in the lower brook, including the bay with the fountain in it." Meanwhile, Dawlish Town Council has repeated its warning that there should be no fishing in the brook.
College wins Nursing Education Award. University Centre South Devon has won Nursing Associate Provider of the Year at the Student Nursing Times Awards 2026, winning against some of the country's most established nursing schools. The ceremony, regarded as the Oscars of nursing education, took place in London last weekend. Programme coordinator and lead for nursing professions, Ella Reynolds, who attended the ceremony, said the win caught her off guard. "Working in a rural college-based higher education setting, we often don't have the scale or visibility of larger universities, and it was hard not to feel like a very small fish in that room full of inspirational and dedicated professionals," she said. The award recognises the University Centre's Train and Retain initiative, a teaching and placement model designed by the nursing team to strengthen student support, improve workforce retention, and enhance well-being for all students. Central to the Train and Retain model is a commitment to psychological safety that Ella said she draws directly from her own professional experience. She previously worked in family liaison and end-of-life care within paediatric intensive care, a role that led to a post-traumatic stress disorder diagnosis and a period away from clinical practice. "I am open with my colleagues and students about the harrowing and traumatic nature of my role that led me to a PTSD diagnosis and almost leaving the nursing profession completely," she said. Ella says many of the students are local to the area, often the first in their family to enter higher education, and because they are mature learners, are frequently balancing study with jobs and family commitments. Drawing on her own personal experiences has helped Ella and her team shape the programme's design. Mental health check-ins, confidential counselling, peer support groups and facilitated placement debriefs are built into the timetable as standard. Expert lecturers attend every practice placement in person for every student, offering real-time guidance. It recognizes that smaller providers like us play a huge role in opening doors and increasing participation in the profession. Having a nursing lecturing team that feels supported and nurtured and want to come to work is something I take extremely seriously. That's why this award means so much.
New attraction is ready for the high season. A seagull's eye view across Tynmouth can now be enjoyed thanks to a big wheel on the Den. The 36-metre high observation wheel will be in place until May the 31st, providing an extra attraction for visitors and residents alike. It had been attracting plenty of interest even before it was put up, as passers-by spotted the heavy machinery being assembled on the Den last week and watched the process of the wheel being constructed on site. The installation was completed last Friday afternoon and the big wheel opened for its first customers the following day. Teignbridge District Council's Executive Member for Leisure and Recreation, Councillor John Nutley, said, "We're very pleased to be able to host an observation wheel in Tynmouth. We know how much people enjoy visiting the area, and having an attraction like this will enhance their experience and we hope encourage even more people to visit our beautiful coastal town." The council said all necessary requirements for the temporary installation of the wheel were met and nearby residents were informed in advance of the construction taking place. However, Keith Underhill, chair of Tynmouth Chamber of Trade, said the appearance of the wheel on the Den had come as a surprise to him and many others. He said it was a shock for many when the lorries rolled into town carrying the many bits that went to creating the wheel that now resides on the Den. It was unfortunate that Teignbridge District Council did not give the Chamber or other organisations notice of its arrival. This resulted in lack of publicity, which should have preceded its arrival. There have been minor complaints from both businesses and residents that the wheel is taking disposable income from the businesses in the town. But in general, it is seen as a welcome attraction which should increase the number of visitors to Tynmouth for the next month or so. Local resident Ray Fitzpatrick, aged 77, lives close to the Den in Royal Court. He took photos as the big wheel was taking shape on the site and was one of the first people to take a ride on it. "I managed to get on the first spin of the wheel on Saturday and it was excellent," he said. "I was with my niece. You get two spins on the wheel, which is about 5 minutes each spin. We will go on the wheel again and again. Great value and the views are spectacular." Operators JCB Events Southwest said the wheel will be open for rides from 12 noon until 9 p.m. daily up until May the 31st. Tickets are priced at £7 for a standard adult ticket and £6 for a junior ticket, meaning anyone under 1.4 metres in height. For safety reasons, anyone under the height of 1.4 metres must be accompanied by an adult. Family tickets are also available for £23, comprising two standard adult tickets and two for juniors.